Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thank you for joining us today.
For the first time in history, we put in place a consumer watchdog. Someone whose only job is to look out for the interests of everyday Americans.
That was 5 years ago, January 2012. President Barack Obama stood before a roaring crowd in Shaker Heights, Ohio, and announced the appointment of Ohio native son Richard Cordray to run the brand new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Today, I'm appointing Richard as America's consumer watchdog. And that means he is going to be in charge of one thing. Looking out for the best interests of American consumers.
The watchdog there, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, rose out of the financial collapse of 2008. The job was to dive into the fine print of credit card agreements and banking terms of service written by banking corporations to protect consumers. But now the agency is in turmoil. Richard Cordray announced that he was resigning from the agency last week, heading home to Ohio to run for governor. And now is the showdown. Cordray promoted his chief of staff, Leandra English, to acting director of the agency. President Trump said no, and he named Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as acting director. Sunday night, English sued, saying she was the rightful consumer watchdog. And on Monday morning, Mick Mulvaney, who voted as a congressman to abolish that very CFPB, showed up with a bag of donuts for employees on his very first day. Pete Schrader is a financial reporter for Reuters. He's been reporting on the CFPB since it came online. Pete, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
My pleasure.
It's Mick Mulvaney. It's Leandra English. Pete, who is the rightful watchdog at the CFPB?
That is the question, isn't it? Ever since Friday night, as you noted, that's been swirling around this government agency. We've never had a transition of power at this agency before. Richard Cordray was the only director that agency had ever known. And now we have a legal fight on our hands as the courts are going to have to try to figure out who is actually in charge of this going forward.
So Leandra English has sued. I mentioned that just a moment ago. The president says it's Mick Mulvaney, his budget director. The law does have something to say here. What does Congress say?
Congress depends on who you ask. If you ask the Republicans, they're eager to get a Republican in charge of that agency, which they've long complained is too powerful, doesn't have enough checks on its authority, and they're eager to get somebody like Mulvaney in there to kind of right the ship as far as they're concerned. You talk to Democrats, they insist that English is clearly the legal director of that agency until President Trump nominates a full-time director to take that role, and they're eager to continue that fight. Elizabeth Warren is out there making the case. She helped set up that agency, and now she's out there making the case that English should be the person in the director's seat right now.
Okay, but this isn't just all rhetorical, because when Congress passed Dodd-Frank, the banking regulations law, and it was signed into law, they did have language in there that defines who takes over in the event of a vacancy, right?
That's exactly right. The big question swirling right now is over which law do you look at in when it comes to filling this role. Democrats who support English, they point to Dodd-Frank, which established the CFPB. And the language in there does include some language outlining what a deputy director of the CFPB should do. And that's what role English occupied when Cordray put her there Friday night just before he announced his resignation. The deputy director is supposed to serve as acting director in the cases of a, quote, absence or unavailability of the actual director. So they argue when Cordray resigned, that means that she immediately steps up into the number one role, having been the number two role. But what you hear from Republicans and what the argument the White House is making is they're pointing to a different law, the Federal Vacancies Act. Back in 1998, that law was passed, and it gives the president power to fill vacancies that emerge at government agencies. And what they point to there is language that says that the president has the authority to name an acting director of an agency when that person dies, resigns, or is otherwise unable to perform their function. So really what we have here is two competing laws, and depending on who you want at the CFPB, you point at one of those laws and say, well, clearly, we're in the right here, and we have the right person for the job.
Republicans in Congress have had this agency in their sights. Most federal agencies don't attract this kind of attention. Why all the excitement?
That's precisely right. I mean, this has been a partisan hotbed from the very moment it was created. Republicans from the very beginning, they opposed its creation when they were talking about doing it during the Dodd-Frank Act. They've opposed getting Cordray in the director's position. They've opposed the agency pretty much every step of the way since then. The crux of their argument is that it's poorly set up, that the agency has too much power. It has unilateral authority to step in and ban certain types of financial products. They basically argue that that's not the role for the government. They insist that the market should be able to have a role in that, that private companies should have some leeway in terms of how they go about conducting their business without a single government agency stepping in and saying, no, 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 you can't do that. And along the way, you've had Democrats who insist that this is a critical lifeline for consumers. They argue that there's never been a devoted consumer watchdog at the government making sure that consumer protection laws are being adequately enforced when it comes to financial products and financial contracts. And so they argue that this is a much-needed lifeline. And this is just the debate we've been having for almost a decade now, ever since it was first created.
Well, remind us what the CFPB has done during that decade. I mean, what enforcement actions has the agency taken that banking corporations don't like?
The CFPB under Cordray established itself as a fairly aggressive regulator. They drafted a lot of rules that the industry is hotly opposed to. They just recently finalized some rules before Cordray left that cracked down significantly on the payday lending industry, those short-term high-interest loans that you see out there. And people may remember that there was a fight in Congress about a month ago over that mandatory arbitration language that is often included in financial contracts. It was a big controversy after the Equifax data breach broke out. Basically, that's contractual language that stipulates when you sign it, you can't file a class action lawsuit against a company if you feel like you've been done wrong. You have to go to an arbitration agreement. Consumer advocates say that that was just an unfair arrangement. It prevents consumers from being able to go to court. But ultimately, the CFPB wrote rules banning that sort of practice. But then Congress, led by Republicans, stepped in and they actually threw away that rule using their authority. So that's another example of a place where the CFPB has been quite active. And then you can even go back to the Wells Fargo fake account scandal. The CFPB was there as well. They fined the bank about $100 million when that first came to light, and they were really the lead federal regulator on kind of cracking down on that as well.
So the CFPB has been a particular obsession of banking lobbyists over the last 10 years, Republicans over the last 10 years as well. Voters, on the other hand, have voters ever shown signs of clamoring for the CFPB to be reined in, or is this a particular problem at the nexus between Washington and Wall Street?
It's very much a Washington Wall Street problem. You know, a government agency doesn't typically rise to the forefront of thoughts of the average American. But when there has been any sort of polling or any sort of opinion testing on the CFPB, it does fairly well across the board, both with Republicans and Democrats. Generally speaking, it seems like the public is pretty much in favor of having a consumer regulator in position. But then the argument becomes, how exactly do you go about running it? So if you look at what Mick Mulvaney had to say yesterday, he doesn't say that the agency shouldn't exist anymore, even though, as you noted, he's opposed its creation in the past, but now it's all about how do we make it work better? How do we make it an effective regulator without hindering the private industry? And so this balancing act is the conversation going forward.
Do we know what that would mean? I mean, do we know what a CFPB would look like under the vision of Mick Mulvaney if indeed he stays on as director?
It would be dramatically different than what we saw under Richard Cordray. Already, Mulvaney has announced that he's freezing all kind of ongoing work projects at the CFPB, whether that's rules that they're writing or enforcement cases that they may be pursuing. He's also freezing hiring on it at that point. And you can generally expect that it's going to be we've never seen what a Republican CFPB looks like. It's only ever operated under the Obama administration. And so this idea of having a consumer watchdog that is simultaneously aware of and willing to kind of listen much more to industry concerns about how they should be regulated, it's going to look significantly different than what we saw before. Fewer enforcement cases, less dramatic enforcement cases, less restrictive rules. Those are all sorts of things that we could probably expect from the CFPB under Republican chief.
And Pete, what about Richard Cordray's political future here? Some in Washington suspect Cordray of sort of setting up this fight that would help propel his likely run for governor in Ohio, get him some publicity.
You know, that's a good question. I think Cordray had announced that he was going to resign a few weeks earlier. It was Friday that he formally announced that he was actually going to leave that day. But the questions about whether he's going to run for governor have swirled around him for months. You can certainly point at the fight playing out now and argue that it's certainly a way to push the CFPB and Cordray's work there into the headlines. It's getting more attention than it ever has before. So what we really have here is this ongoing debate about. It's a temporary fight, really. I mean, at the end of the day, the president is going to nominate somebody of his choosing, and the Senate will almost definitely confirm that person to lead the agency full time. So what we're really having now is a temporary fight over a temporary director. And if you're a Democrat, you have to be happy that the CFPB is back in the headlines. And if you're a Republican, you're just trying to get through this fight.
And Pete, before we let you go, we should put a finer point on that, because for all of the controversy and the drama and the showdown that we're part of here, I admit, President Trump could put an end to all of this. He could formally nominate somebody, send them to the Senate, somebody who could get confirmed, and take all of these questions about who's set to run the watchdog, take them right off the table. Why doesn't he just do it?
That's an excellent question. One of the challenges if you're in the administration is you didn't know when Rich Cordray was going to leave. He had a term that would run up until July of next year. A lot of people expected he would resign before that, but he kept his cards pretty close to the vest, wasn't going to tip off the administration when he might be heading for the exit. So now we're in a position where we have this drama playing out at this regulator, and the administration basically has to hurry up and maybe get a nominee in place so they can put this thing to bed.
Drama and regulator said credibly in the same sentence. That's Washington, D.C. today as the drama unfolds at the consumer watchdog CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Pete Schrader, financial reporter for Reuters. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you.